today's news the way you want it. It's America's News with John DeMaster on the Positive Talk Network.
And today is Wednesday, April 8th, 2020, and welcome to America's News. The president cheering our testing of the coronavirus nationwide.
America continues to perform more tests than any other nation in the world, and I think that's probably why we have more cases.
He told reporters at the White House over 1.8 million people have been tested for the illness and explained he thinks the U.S. has more COVID cases because of the amount of testing and other countries not reporting their results. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says it continues to appear as though the state's coronavirus growth curve is flattening, but he says additional medical staff, they are needed.
Healthcare staff is getting sick. They're overworked. You know, think about these healthcare workers. You're working in a hospital, in an emergency room that's overwhelmed.
Well, close to 7,000 additional healthcare workers are now within the state's hospitals after retired professionals step forward from around the tri-state and outside the region. Cuomo says it's vital to continue social distancing, though he says for now the state has enough ventilators and personal protection equipment. The governor explains that looking at the currently projected number of hospitalizations, the state appears to be in a plateau. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson enters his third day of intensive care today for the coronavirus. A junior health minister says Johnson is in stable condition. He's comfortable and in good spirits. He says the prime minister has some oxygen but is not on ventilation for the respiratory illness. The 55-year-old is the most high-profile government leader to become infected with COVID-19. He was diagnosed with the virus about 10 days ago and admitted to the intensive care unit on Monday. Over 55,000 people in the UK contracted that virus and over 6,000 so far have died. Morgan McCarthy is here now with more of the morning's top stories. Hey, Morgan.
The Census Bureau is sending paper forms to homes that haven't filled out the online questionnaire. Starting today, paper forms are going out to more than 65.5 million homes. Now, most people started getting notices in the mail a month ago, telling them they could respond online or by phone. Census officials say the Bureau's suspension of field operations between mid-March and mid-April because of the coronavirus pandemic might be cutting into response rates. Faith-based organizations, including churches and other houses of worship, are eligible for Small Business Administration loans under the coronavirus stimulus package. The SBA announced on Monday that no eligible organization will be blocked from receiving a forgivable, federally funded loan because of the religious identity or nature of the organization. And this can include payroll loans to compensate leaders of religious congregations. Facebook is creating a private space for couples to talk. The app is called Tuned. It revolved around a digital scrapbook to share notes, photos, cards, and voice clips. Now, couples can also share their mood and exchange music. The app is free and does not require a Facebook account. For America's News, I'm Morgan McCarthy.
Well, you can't just use the chat thing for that. I don't know. Facebook always up to something. You know who else is always up to something? Ben Olson. He's got our entertainment headlines. Hey, Ben.
Hey, John. It is time for your entertainment news nuggets. The world is paying tribute to the late John Prine. The influential singer-songwriter died at the age of 73 yesterday at a Nashville hospital. He had been suffering from COVID-19. Bob Dylan called his songs Midwestern Mind Trips. Music stars have been paying tributes online, including Bruce Springsteen, who called him a singer-songwriter writer for the ages. Sheryl Crow said John Prine will be missed, but his songs will live on. It's the end of an era for Modern Family. The iconic TV sitcom wraps up its 11-season run tonight. The ABC show was around for 250 episodes, nabbing over 20 Emmys during that time. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey will be donating $1 billion to coronavirus relief efforts. He explained that the donation is 28% of his net worth. The funds will be distributed by Start Small Foundation. And Andrea Bocelli is set to perform a special Easter Sunday concert. The opera singer will perform a solo concert at a cathedral in Milan, Italy on April 12th. Easter Sunday, the cathedral will be completely empty. With your entertainment news nuggets for America's News, I'm Ben Olson.
And real quickly, Ben, there is a musician in trouble after putting on a Pink Floyd cover show on his front porch. John Maljazin is facing charges of reckless endangerment and disorderly conduct after apparently performing an acoustic set at his home Saturday, attracting about 30 people. That violated the state's stay-at-home order, which prohibits social gatherings during this COVID-19 outbreak. He was outside. That's going to do it for America's News on this Wednesday, April 8th. Make it a great day and check us out on Facebook. Look for America's News with John DeMaster.